Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
The Score!
Double G with The Rock. To the rack, count it, and a foul.
Oh, no. We're back in the single G formation. Gabe Ramirez has left the studio.
Well, he left this studio and then walked down the hallway to the other studio.
Down to the Pink Pony Club. That's the song that he'll be playing.
No one wants to hear that.
It's a sick song,
actually. It is a sick song. You can't be in a bad mood and listen to that song.
No, and then you have to appreciate the talent, too. Yeah. Like, even if you don't like the song,
which
you should.
Did you see that? I think it wasn't that song, but Barack Obama, you know, he releases his annual lists of, like, books that he liked this year, songs that he liked this year. Chapel Roan's Giver made it.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Yes.
She is what you call, like her or not, a super talent. Yes. That is how I would refer to her.
And so is Gabe.
To
be over here and do 4 hours of sports talk with you and then head over to the B.
Yeah.
B96.
It's actually kind of a flex, though. It's kind of cool to say. I mean, these are two heritage radio stations, right? 50,000 watts. Yeah, you know what? I just did 4 hours on one 50,000 watt radio station. Now I think I'm going to go down the hallway and spin some tunes for you. There's got to be Taylor Swift that needs to be played by Gabe Ramirez right now.
That's what he does.
That is what he does.
I geek out every time I'm in this studio because of that. I mean, obviously, I grew up listening to The Score, but I also grew up listening to B96. I grew up listening to XRT as my favorite radio station in the world. Just, I would still listen to it even when I didn't live in Chicago.
It's never not cool to walk through the hallways of Odyssey and see
and
the
you
radio
see all
stations.
Of like the gold records, the platinum records, all of like the signed memorabilia. It's
even
so cool.
Even walking by the WBBM news, it's the damn WBBM newsroom, man.
WBBM,
and you know Eric, whose office is down the hallway. Great friends with Mariah Carey.
See.
So he's always got Mariah Carey stories.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty. Let's get into this.
I had a vision of love when I was 14, and it was Mariah Carey.
Well, we're talking about it over Christmas, too. How apt, because she's the queen of Christmas.
Let me do the propers, and I'm going to bring.
Sorry, Grody.
Are you kidding me? I like it this way. I like a little bit of disorganization at this point.
Yeah, got to keep people on their toes.
Absolutely. No, I like it. It's controlled chaos. That is the. I feel like that is my favorite kind of radio. But we are wrapping up the Raheemy Harris and Grody portion of your broadcasting day. I do thank Gabe Ramirez for being here. He will be back with me tomorrow again from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Thank you to Ray Diaz for executively producing the show. Tyler Buterbaugh right alongside as well. Thank you to our Twitch producers, our video guys who are always coming up with good stuff. Connor O'Donnell, Jacob Stutz, Max Curtis. Our guests today were all excellent, too, including Patrick Manley, Tim Jenkins, our QB guru, and Chris Emma was great from Hallis Hall, where the Bears are practicing today. Okay, we're talking about this radio station and how there's a lot of ties with different celebrities, whether sports celebrities or pop culture icons. Mariah Carey, as Lawrence mentioned, in relation to Eric Bradley. I don't even know if I'm allowed to say this
right
now. So I'm going to use code.
I'm going to go over the dump button.
You'll be able to figure it out. You guys all will. And if you want to fill in the blanks of the name
so
of
it's
the
like
person
a Mad Lib
to whom I am referring. No. You'll get it. There is a person that works here, not on air, that whose uncle is famous. Am I allowed to say that?
I think I've said that Brandon's uncle is common before on
what?
The air.
I just learned this yesterday.
I don't know that.
Where's Uncle Common?
Common was at the Bears game with Jennifer Hudson.
Yes, they were at the Bears game.
What? I love Common.
There it is. And so Brandon Fryer, one of our great producer of the Molly and Haw show with Dustin Rhodes, his uncle, and there's not a lot, it's not joking around uncle, you know what I mean? It's like real uncle stuff going on.
It's not like me and Antoine Randwell being cousins.
Right, not
even
really
though,
cousins.
Even though we are.
But there's like a second cousin situation.
Like second cousin.
We decided it was second cousin once removed, right?
Yeah. I always like to throw in removal because that sends people, and that's chaos and confusion.
It is, because nobody knows what it means.
Right, just once removed. I used to do that all the time.
When I was doing the Cubs. Bring it all back around.
I didn't know you guys had tunes planned for the show today.
We didn't, and no one wants to hear me.
That is just great. Yes,
but I keep doing it for some reason. Sorry, guys.
When I was on the Cubs tour, when I'd introduce myself to people, and when I say the Cubs tour, when I did pre and post, and I would go to other places and introduce myself, they inevitably, the baseball people would say, "Are you related to Jerry Grody, who was a Mets catcher a long, long time ago?" 60s, I want to say, is when Jerry Grody was roaming baseball diamonds. But I got to the point where instead of saying, no, I'm not related, which I'm not, I would say that, yeah, I am related. It's very complicated. There's a removal situation in it. And people are just like, oh, okay.
Sure, yeah.
And then they wouldn't try to figure it out. I'd be like, yeah, it's like a 7-second cousin. They're removed. There's been removal. They're like, oh, okay, that's cool. All right. So that's the way to do it.
See, if we got you on Finding Your Roots with Dr. Henry Louis Gates, we might find out that that's actually
yeah, maybe
true.
That's true. Gosh, am I the only one right now that doesn't have a famous relative?
I mean, I do.
You're
I,
the famous one.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Is that the rule? If you don't have a famous relative,
you're the famous.
Well,
yeah.
Gosh, sorry to the rest of my family.
You're Carmen Vitale. You're Lawrence Holmes, and we're doing the transition here. Have you guys come off the win yet?
No, it's actually like part of what we're going to do on today's show.
Yeah, hard. Talk about it.
Because Carmen was there and it like sparked something
it did.
For her.
Okay.
So we are going to spend some time talking about it, but I don't think that anyone should be. Like, it's a perfect time to, like, last week we joked about how we turned the page immediately from the Cleveland game. You don't have to do that. Like, we're on the show and Turn the Page Industries. We're not turning the page until Friday. Zach and I will turn the page and get you ready for the 49ers. I think every Bears fan within the sound of our voices should spend these next couple of days having some fun with it and enjoying it. And then on Friday, we can really start talking about the fact that that game might be for the number one seed in the NFC. Mm-hmm. Like, those are some of the stakes that we have going on in that particular game. But considering how that game ended, considering how late it was on Saturday night, considering that it just turned into Bears weekend here in Chicago, and now it's 55 degrees and sunny in the city, beautiful.
I was going to say, the city is rejoicing in every aspect.
It's like, you guys are right. You're kind of selling me right here on not wanting to turn the page myself, but feeling like I should as a sports talk show host. And to some degree, we have.
To be fair, this is the day that even like you know, NFL teams are turning the page. Like, they haven't necessarily turned the page until now.
Right.
Like, Tuesday is the day that, you know, players have off and coaches are, like, working on the next game plan. But the players aren't there yet. The players don't turn the page really till Wednesday.
It's part of the reason that we do turn the page on Wednesday is that that's going to be the first practice for the next game anyway.
Yeah.
For those who don't, the three of us know this, but for people who don't know, that's kind of like Carmen said, like, that's when the team turns the page. So that's part of the reason that we do it on Wednesday. But this week, especially with
us, we're very much in the we can still talk about it zone.
Yes.
Yeah.
even by regular standards.
Right, exactly.
And then you add on to it that it was a Bears-Packers game. It was an island game. And it meant so much to so many people. Stay in that and live in it a little bit.
Well,
you know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a paper listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'll push it forward just a little bit. Actually, no, I'm not going to push it forward.
Push
I'm
it back.
Keep it in the elation place. How about the fact that there have been so many years last year where, don't have to go that far back, to just dreading the Bears being on national TV and the embarrassment that they were so many times. The Bears have been reborn, I suppose you could say, on national TV, going back to that Eagles game. That's where the flag was planted by the
planted.
I'm almost out of words. I got 10 minutes left here, and then my words are about to run out. You know, you'd think that taking the day off yesterday would have refueled.
Gross. I gotta say that,
yeah.
I'm with you 100%, and let me tell you why.
Okay.
This morning, Spiegs and I talked about it a little bit yesterday, how I ordinarily have my postseason plans done.
Yeah, like you have a vacation booked.
Yes.
You have, yeah.
Uh-huh. I've got the trip to Arizona usually booked by now.
Right.
You know? I'm talking to people at ASU like, hey, I'll be in town, so if you want me to talk to classes, I am available. I have not.
They let you do that? They don't even have me do that. I graduated from there.
What?
I can make a
wait a minute.
I can make a phone call. So I usually have that type of stuff planned, and I don't have that planned. And now, like this morning, I'm on the elliptical and I'm watching SportsCenter, and they're like, let's start talking about the draft. And I was like, don't have to worry about that
No, sir.
And it's a change in our Bears calendar. Because the things that we are ordinarily talking about at this time of the year are the Bears going to lose enough to get the guy that they want
to
draft?
Are they going to have a high enough draft pick get into the top 10?
Right, and you know this, Vitaly, we're thinking about that combine, too. We're like, should we start booking the hotel?
Well, first of all, I'm way on top of that.
So
I booked my hotel 4 months ago, but you know.
Get screwed if you don't.
You do, and you want to be in your hotel that you're comfortable with, so you got to do it in advance. But to your point, yes, absolutely. Like, you're already turning the page. You're thinking about the draft. You're thinking about this. Whereas now, I mean, it's just a change in our collective psyche in Chicago. And there's an unknown now that we haven't had in the city for a while. for a very like.
Wait a minute. I thought we were living in the known. That it's not the unknown.
They are.
They're living in the known.
Wait, with the Bears doing all the winning that they've done, and now that they're in the playoffs, does the known feel better now? Living in the known or the known known? Am I closer to knowing what that means? I still have no idea what that meant. I have no idea.
As long as they know what it means.
No one knows what it means. Right. But it's provocative.
Yes. Keeps the people going.
I might stick around for this entire show here today if I get more of that. I love it. But the national TV thing too. Like I'm so glad that it is starting to pop. The game that we just saw, the game before that, like actually the world is seeing it and forming better opinions finally too about the Bears. As bad as some of the really bad ones are, people are starting to get it and give a little bit of respect that the Bears deserve.
Yeah, and it's something that, I mean, the Bears have always been a national headline, right? Because
sure.
It's the third largest market in the country. They're a legacy franchise, the founding franchise of the NFL. The Bears are always relevant, but it's not usually for necessarily good reasons. And it's, again, draft focused. It's trying to talk about the future and some of the, you know, like, oh, like possibilities and all of that. But now you don't have to live in the possibilities of this, that, the other. You can just say, well, they're going to the playoffs, and how far they get, that is unknown. But that is a certainty at this point.
How about this? Miss Carmi V. Yeah. Mrs. Carmi V?
Not yet.
Soon to be.
Congratulations.
And you talk about a planner.
Yeah.
You got a planner over there.
Oh, yeah? You seem like you'd be a planner because you seem like you're a pretty organized person.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Please tell my mother that.
Okay. I don't want to. Hey, I'm not. Don't get me involved in a mother-daughter fight. I don't like mother-daughter fights.
No, I'm actually over the wedding planning process, though. I wish it was over.
Okay. Let me put you in a really good mood here, though.
Okay.
I mean, I know you're in a good mood over this because you know offensive line play.
Yep.
How about the Chicago Bears, everybody, having two Pro Bowl
offensive linemen?
Oh, my God. Drew Dolman and Joe Tooney are going to the big dance. Whatever the big dance is, I've lost track. What happens during the Pro Bowl?
Games, so okay. They're like, the games. Honestly, it's kind of funny because like O-linemen of like every position group probably has the least to do in the Pro because it's like a flag football game now.
What do you
they
want
have like skills drills.
There's like a relay race.
Right, that's not linemen. Like, I don't know. That's not really what they do. It's not really conducive to what they do, but it's really, really cool. And I mean, it's like to have a center to make it. We were talking about this before we even got on the show where it's just like that's such a crucial position. And it's honestly a wide open position in the NFC because when you talk about who the premier centers are, like Frank Ragnow's gone. You have Cam Jurgens, but he also made it. So it's like you have a couple different. You had the window was open. The door was open to take that as being one of the premier centers in the conference. And Drew Dolman gets to call himself that, which is so cool.
After some big swings and misses too, guys. I mean, like the Lucas Patrick thing, which seems like it was about a decade ago by now, which, and I'll admit, like when they signed him, I thought I made the best of it. I didn't think it was bad at the time, but it did turn out to be bad. Coleman Shelton was certainly not a
he was fine
disaster.
Yeah.
But it wasn't supposed to be that. Was it Ryan Bates, Coleman Shelton competition? Like the whole thing got completely out of whack. The whole thing with Tevin Jenkins on all of his injuries,
and
Nate Davis, of course.
Yep.
Like it seemed like we were a really long way away from any sort of organization being restored to the offensive line, let alone what has happened to offensive linemen going to the Pro Bowl.
You spend a little bit of money.
I was just gonna say, money talks.
And look, you draft well. Like the Darnell Wright draft was a really good pick. Although, and I was talking with Carmen about this, like you could have. If you wanted to, you could have actually drafted Jalen Carter and Cam Jurgens. Jalen Carter also back to the Pro Bowl this year in a year where he wasn't very good.
Right.
Honestly.
But
now he's built up enough reputation that he can just kind of go to the Pro Bowl. Anyway, they've done their job. Like they Ryan Poles deserves a lot of credit. And you know that I give him a lot of grief. But with the offseason that they had, the guys that they've brought into this team, it were the right mix of guys. And I think maybe the most important thing when we look back on all of this, the coaching staff to get the most out of them. Mm-hmm. Ben Johnson is a force of nature, and he has hired really smart people that don't take any bleep, and they have not been taking any bleep. What they've been doing is up there coaching and teaching in a way that makes you feel good about where things stand. Like, that coaching staff is so good that probably not this year, but next year, guys are going to get jobs. Mm-hmm. You know, someone's probably going to actually interview Antoine Randall for a head coaching job this year. But Al Harris is going to be somebody's defensive coordinator if sure. he wants to be.
He should be.
You know, like that's what you want. And the thing about Ben is I feel really comfortable that if he gets his guys promoted, which is the goal of most head coaches in the league, he will find suitable replacements for them.
This was his first crack at a coaching staff.
Yep.
Like, that's wild, because it's like when you interview a head coach as an organization, usually they come in with a binder and it has like the first 90 days, the first 3 months, like all laid out for you. And part of that binder is who you would hire and who is in your coaching network that you could pull from and you could get, like, you could give a job. And this is Ben Johnson's first iteration of a staff that he got to put together. And usually it kind of takes a couple generations to like fix the bugs.
There's some trial and error.
There's some trial and error. And it just doesn't seem like that was even it is all working beautifully. And I think it's because, and this is why I was so excited about Ben Johnson in the first place, was he prioritizes the right things. He prioritizes the toughness. He prioritizes the intelligence. He prioritizes the offensive line. And that's why, like, I have a lot of faith going forward in the growth of the Bears, even if they're not quite there yet. I have faith that they're going to get there because he's prioritizing the right thing.
It's amazing. There's another thing to add to what the conversations would normally be right now, as we were talking about earlier with draft and things like that. How about we're not talking about what's with the offensive coordinator? What's with, and I know Declan Doyle is not calling plays, but we're not talking about that. We're not talking about firing the defensive coordinator or moving on from guys. So it really all goes together, and it's really beautiful that way.
The offensive coaching staff of this team is so unified that it just, you guys know it better than me because you're up there every day, but the message is the same. It's
all
not
the way across the board,
right? Like, everyone that you talk to, you know, whether you're talking to Ben or Declan Doyle or JT Barrett or Dan Roschar, everything is the same. And some of that is coach speak, but some of it is just like proof of concept. And this is what we're teaching, and we're going to be transparent about it. And everyone knows what it is that Caleb and the offensive line needs to know about what's going on. That's the level of success that they're having. And that shows smart leadership. And Carmen, you're right. That's for a first-time head coach to get so many of those things right. And then you add in partly why I think he's able to do it, and I don't mean this as a shot. I mean this is a smart planning. Let me go hire a guy who I know for sure can handle the defense.
And let him handle the defense.
And let him handle the defense.
Like, and actually not micromanage, even when you're under all of that pressure to prove yourself, to prove that you're worth all this money, to prove that you were the guy that they should have taken in the first place. To be able to, like, delegate as a first-time head coach is so rare. Think about all of, like, the first-time head coaches that you see across the league, the guys that don't necessarily make it, and maybe if they get another chance, that's when they learn to delegate. But it's only because they had to go through it the hard way. Mm-hmm. Ben Johnson didn't have to do that. He delegated, like, he tells everyone that, like, Dennis Allen does the defense. I don't have, like, I'll poke my head in there. I'll make sure that we're all cohesive. But so much of what I think makes Ben Johnson great is his ability to coach his coaches. Because nobody really talks about that. When you have, like, you're essentially playing a game of telephone. So by the time it gets to the players, it's 2-3 steps down the line. And you have to coach up your coaches. And your coaches all learn differently. Your coaches all come with different experiences and different perspectives and this, that, the other. So to maintain that continuity, to achieve that continuity in your first head coaching job, I'm blown away.
I am loving the energy in this room. Tell me more about what you guys will be talking about today.
Here's what we have planned. Robert Mays had a beautiful sentiment about Saturday's game. He's going to join us at 4:25. Matt Bowen is going to join us at 4 o'clock. We can talk to him about the game, especially considering that he used to play for the Packers. At 3 o'clock, Matt Forte, he used to play for the Bears. He's going to join us to talk about the Bears. No, so is Matt Bowen. He's going to talk to us about the Bears as well. People requested this, so we're going to oblige. Folks love Tanny's Open from yesterday, so at 2:45 we're going to rack it again. When we come back after Alex's Open, because let's not forget about Alex, Carmen was at the game, and I'm just going to like lay out and let her talk about her experience of being at Soldier Field, and we had a bonding moment. And I always love it when like the younger reporters go through the stuff that I went through, because it makes me feel like, oh, okay, I'm not like alone in that. We had a bonding moment about this game, and I'm going to let her paint the picture of what it was like at Soldier Field. Also, Carmen brought cookies.
I'm staring at them right now.
I've already had two.
I'm like, let's get on with it here, because I've got to get out to the hallway.
Yes, Grody's going to go get cookies. We're going to talk about Carmen's experience at Soldier Field after Alex's Open, which is next here on The Score.
Rachel.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.